Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Steve Braun. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting second. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Butch Hobson. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting ninth. The DH, Gary Hancock. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Wright. And now, play ball. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhock strikes out. There goes McRae. The throw from Fisk to Burleson, and McRae is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remy hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fisk hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cowens. Evans reaches second base with a double. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Scott strikes out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 1 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Locock batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Locock is 0 for 1 in the game. Locock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Locock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Remy for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Rice moves to second. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rice scores. Fisk moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter strikes out. One out. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hurdle for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wright fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hancock hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0 for 2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Leonard fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McRae. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. McRae steals second. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. Remy strikes out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fisk is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Braun fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 0 for 2 in the game. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Butch Hobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobson is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hobson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Paquette pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Tom Paquette is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Paquette hits a pop-up towards short. Burleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Bass pinch hits for Frank White. Randy Bass is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bass hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bass for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. UL Washington now playing shortstop. Jerry Terrell now playing second base. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Hancock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hancock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hancock is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-3 in the game. Burleson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-3 in the game. Remy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burleson moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Lockhock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Braun is 0-for-3 in the game. Braun hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Willie Wilson pinch runs for Steve Braun. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Fisk and he is out, Burleson applying the tag. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Kansas City Royals, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.